Thanks for calling Penguin Book Writers. You are speaking with Rob. How can I help?
Hey, Rob. My 12-year-old grandson wrote a book. It's kind of brilliant. It's like 500 pages, but now I fix machines for a living, so I have no idea where to go. Where to start?
So he wrote a book, and the book has around 500 pages, and you guys want to publish
no,
it,
500
right?
words. 500 words. No, 500 words.
500 words.
Yeah, small.
All right, which means maybe two or three pages.
Yeah, I mean, we could lengthen it.
Exactly. See, sir, if we need to publish it, because what we do, we go ahead and publish on all the best-selling platforms like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, Apple Books, so that there are so many other platforms where we publish books
awesome,
and sell
yeah.
them. Yeah, exactly. But minimum, sir, has to be, there's a standard because all the platforms, book-selling platforms, that's the requirement. It has to be maybe 10 pages or more than that. We have no issues. We can, yeah, exactly. If you want to go ahead and do the 10 pages, our writers, our editors, they can have a discussion with your grandson, and they can go ahead and make it a 10 pages if you guys are interested in doing that.
I mean, if you put pages that are pictures, does that count?
Absolutely, sir.
Yeah.
If it's, for example,
yeah,
illustrations, pictures, of course that counts. If it's a kid's book, and we can do a few illustrations, we can simply do so many different things with it. But what's the idea behind that book? That's something if you can tell us what exactly the book is all about.
Basically, if you got nuclear weapons, say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to rid the nuclear weapons. Now, we've been trying to rid nuclear weapons off this planet for how many years? Forever, right?
Correct.
And
that's right.
We keep doing the same thing over and over and over. It doesn't work, and we still have them, right?
Correct.
So his idea is outside the box, and it's worth trying. And that's the idea behind it, I guess. So basically... Yeah,
he's
got this idea of how to do it, and it might work. I mean, it's plausible. How's that?
Wow!
In 500 words. Yeah,
that's very different and unique. Yeah, yeah. We love to do that. And then see, we as a Penguins, we always encourage new authors. That's why we have packages. If you check our website, you might gonna see packages as well for the teenagers, for kids who are maybe 10, 15, and then they have some sort of idea, they want to publish them. We always assist them. We've been doing it since ages, and then we were still doing it. So again, we would love to have we support them as well.
Okay, so I think the sooner the better because of this Putin goof, right? So now, him being under a certain age of legality, how's that work? Do I have to maybe step in and play adult here, or can he all run it? What about that?
See, sir, how this works. Of course, as this is your grandson's idea, so book will be published under your grandson's name. And when it comes to the communication, because all the books that we work on, all the books that we provide services on, we assign a team, and because quality is something that we don't compromise. So a team, a dedicated team will be assigned to you that consists of a writer, an editor, a designer, and then our publishing team. So there are going to be four different steps. And if you want to communicate with the team while your grandson is, sitting with you, that's fine. Or they are highly professionals. If, you don't have time, and then your grandson want to directly speak with them and then discuss about the book, that's perfectly fine. We have no issues with that. We're just going to be needing your permission, and then, exactly. But usually we do suggest that, if we're working with a kid, so you can sit with them, and then they can go ahead and do each and everything. Complete process, sir, when we usually, again, we can do it even in a week or two as well. But see, we need a time, and at least 3 to 4 weeks. That's the time we need. Our team, they will give you the professional suggestions that these are the things we can do to make it better to a book that, again, people understand and then do well in the market. And Of course, then you guys gonna be keeping all the rights, all the money that's you're gonna be earning, that's gonna be yours. And we'll set up print on demand service as well. So anything that comes with it from start to finish, we're gonna be taking care of each and everything. And as your grandson is 12 years, which means that we need to link your bank account with all the platforms. For example, with Amazon, if anyone's buy, money will be transferred to your account. So you're gonna keep track of each and everything as well. So, and it's a complete
Okay.
package. That's yeah. The cost is gonna be for
Sorry,
kids,
how
of
much is
course.
that?
So that's gonna be 750 for each and everything. Usually, any book that we work on, our prices starts from 1500, 2000. That's the minimum. But for all the teenagers, we have these special packages. If they want to publish any book less than 50 pages,
Okay.
flat rate is $750.
How do we start that ball rolling?
So again, I need to create your account, of course. I need your name, email address, and phone number. Then we'll go ahead and complete the sign-up process, and I'll assign a team on the project who work with kids. And then you will receive a call in next 10 to 20 minutes. We'll go ahead and start working on the books. So simple and streamlined.
Okay. Well, let's start.
Please, your complete name.
Yeah, John, John. Yeah, last name is Capers, spelled S, C as in Charlie, H, E, P, E, R, S.
Thank you very much. All right, and email address, please.
Yeah, so it's going to be J S C H E P, just like the name. And then from there goes 2416 at rogers.com. So J S C H E P 2416 at rogers.com.
Got this. Thank you very much. And what's going to be the perfect callback number? The phone we are on right now? That would be fine. 226203.
Yeah.
All right. Let me update this.
1929.
As well. All right. So, all right, here we go. So we are done. And sir, then we're going to be needing the card information. You can use any debit or credit card.
Okay, Visa.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got to get that one out now.
Sure. Take it.
Oh, yeah, ready?
Yep, go ahead, please.
Yeah. 4520 7100. 3500, 1996.
Thank you very much. And what's going to be the expiry?
Yeah, 06-24.
Thank you very much. And CVC numbers at the back, please.
Yeah, 327.
Thank you very much. One last thing, sir, that I need, that's going to be your billing address.
Okay, 1353 Gordon Street, Guelph, Ontario. Nancy 1 Louise 1 Charlie 9.
All right, so it's 13 Gordon Street, that's Ontario, and I need the zip, and I missed that, if you can repeat yourself.
Okay, so the area code, postal code, Nancy 1 Louise 1 Charlie 9.
Thank you very much.
Did you get 1353 Gordon Street for that?
Yep, yep, that's right. Yep,
okay.
That's Gulf, Ontario. Yeah.
Checking again.
So listen, again, when we put any address in the system, it does verify. So each and everything is automated. If it's not correct, it doesn't accept. All right, so just give me a few moments. I need a minute or two. What I'm going to do, I'm going to update each and everything on your account, and I'm forwarding the information to my finance team as well to go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So each and everything is going to be
Okay.
resolved. So stay on the line, sir. Once each and everything
All
is
right.
done, I'll get back to you. I'll give you the confirmation, and then I'll forward the information to our team, writing, editing, who's going to be working on it, and you will receive a call from them. So just give me a few moments. So one thing again, the last name, the spell I have is S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, E as in Edward, P as in Peter, E as in Edward, R as in Romeo, S as in Sam. That's the correct name I
Got
have.
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, perfect. Thank you very much. Stay on the line, please.
I will.
Thank you very much for staying on the line, sir. I appreciate your patience. Okay, sir. The finance team just sent me a message, and they said the expiry that I gave them, that was 424. Is this correct?
No, on the card? No.
No,
No.
sir.
It's 2624.
26,
The
24.
expiry date.
All right.
Oh, yeah, June 24.
Arjun, I'm
Oh, 6:24.
I missed it. That's my bad. And then the CVC was all right. Thank you very much, sir. Just a moment, please. Okay. Let me go ahead
Sure.
and mark. Thank you very much for holding the line, sir. I appreciate your patience.
Okay.
Welcome on board, sir. From my end, each and everything has been done. Your account has been created.
Okay.
And
Excellent.
within next few minutes, you will receive a call from your team. I'm in process of doing that, sir. I'm sending them all the information, all the notes. I have already created account. Information has been updated. And first thing, they will send you a questionnaire, a welcome email. It's just going to be meet and greet call, and then they will go ahead and start working on it. So in case of any questions, sir, this is our direct line. Feel free to give us a call, or you can visit our website and chat with us. Within next 20 to 30 minutes, you will receive a call on the same number, 226-203-1929. That's the number I have updated on the account.
Excellent.
Any questions, sir? Anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
No. Take good care of yourself, sir. Bye.
Oh, you too. Bye.